Good afternoon. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelled differently. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located on the ancestral, traditional, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. So I've got a mix of music for you today. As usual, some like hype music and then some more mellow music. But I've also put in my favorite new song from the new Bastille album, which I'm very, very excited about. I'm going to go see their concert in October. I'm really, really excited. I love them very much. So actually, I think I'm going to start it off today with Doom Days by Bastille, which is actually the title of their new album. Also, I guess I just said that, Doom Days.
When I watch the world burn, all I think about is you. When I watch the world burn, all I think about is you. There must be something in the Kool-Aid, cruising through the doom days. God knows what is real and what is fake. Last couple years have been a mad trip. How'd you look so perfect? You must have some portraits in the attic. We'll stay offline so no one gets hurt. Hiding from the real world. Just don't read the comments ever, ever. We fucked this house up like the planet. We were running riot. Crazy that some people still deny it. Think I'm addicted to my phone. My scrolling horror show. I'm live streaming the final days of Rome. One tab along, it's pornographic. Everybody's at it. No surprise, we're so easily born. Let's pick the truth that we believe in. Like a bad religion. Tell me all your original sins. So many questionable choices. We love the sound that our voice makes. Man, this echo chamber's getting loud. We're gonna choose the blue pill. We're gonna close the curtains. We're gonna rabbit hole down third act love. Now she's gonna flip some tables. Remainers, here till the morning breaks us. We run away from real life thoughts tonight. We're gonna beat to pan out, fade to the close up arms round. We're gonna stay naive tonight, night, night. When I watch the world burn, all I think about is you. When I watch the world burn, all I think about is you. You.
This particular game, I need to know the rules if you want me to play. Cause I can't relax. Oh, when I get around you, I can't hide the fact. I let you take advantage cause it felt so good. I blame myself for thinking we both understood. Crying game.
Those last two songs were Boyfriend by Tegan and Sarah from their album Love You to Death. cute. And then the second song was Soft Offering by Hey Rosetta from their album Second Sight. I really like that second song, Soft Offering. Very pretty. So next up, I'm going to be playing a song by Wintersleep called Forest Fire, which is a cool name, but not a cool thing, especially with Forest Fire season coming up. So that's upsetting, but it's a cool song, so that's why I'm playing it. Yeah, Forest Fire by Wintersleep.
Thank you.
So those last two songs were Love Don't Ask by Said the Whale from their album Cascadia, and then Raven by Jen Grant from their album Love Inevitable. Next I'm going to be playing some Cœur de Pirate. So I actually discovered her back when I still lived in the Seychelles, and my friend and I was given this laptop that was literally just falling apart, and it was, the screen was coming off, and when you'd open it, you had to make sure you were holding the screen and the back of the laptop together so that it wouldn't just kind of peel off. It eventually did, because I just couldn't be bothered to hold it every time, but yeah, it was just a really, really, like, had a rough life. But it was really nice because I'd never had like a laptop or a phone before, so it was very exciting for me. And the people who had given it to us, so our friends actually had a bunch of old music left on it, like lots of Coldplay, lots of David Guetta at that time. That was when David Guetta was like the DJ. And a lot of Cœur de Pirate for some reason, which is weird because like Southern Africa, Cœur de Pirate's in Canada. But yeah, so... Well, I mean, I guess David Guetta was in America, so that's fair. But yeah, so a lot of her songs and a lot of her music just on this random laptop. And so I'm going to play two songs by Cœur de Pirate. The first is Comme des Enfants, which is one of her original songs, which is the one that we would play the most when I had that laptop. And then I'm going to play Ne m'appelle pas, which is actually one of her very new, I think it is the newest song that she's released. So very exciting stuff. If you're not a French music fan, just hold tight. There's more Anglophone music afterwards, but I think she has an amazing voice. So here's Cœur de Pirate, Comme des Enfants.
Tout se mêle, les deux cœurs à tes lèvres, je deviens un casse-tête. Ton rire me crie de te lâcher avant de perdre prise et d'abandonner. Car je ne t'en demanderai jamais autant. Déjà que tu me traites comme un grand enfant, et nous n'avons plus rien à risquer à part nos vies qu'on laisse de côté. Et il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime. Et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. C'en est assez de citer doublement, c'est plus dur à faire qu'autrement. Car sans rire, c'est plus facile de rêver à ce qu'on ne pourra jamais plus toucher. Et on se prend la main comme des enfants, le bonheur ou l'œuvre un peu naïvement. Et on marche ensemble d'un pas décidé alors que nos têtes nous crient de tout. Il m'aime encore, et toi tu m'aimes un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Mais il m'aime encore, et moi je t'aime un peu plus fort. Je t'aime pas plus fort, mais il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime pas plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime pas plus fort, mais il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime pas plus fort. Et malgré ça, il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime pas plus fort, mais il m'aime encore. Et moi je t'aime.
On dit que le temps guérit toutes les blessures, et celles que j'ai subies sont dignes d'une brûlure au dernier. de créer. Je sais, je rigole, mais j'ai saigné. Les plans comme les tiens, tu sais ce qu'on dit, on récolte ce que l'on sème. Et on m'a dit que tu te demandais comment je sens et puis comment je fais. Ne m'appelle pas, ne m'écris pas. Tu sais très bien que je vis mieux sans toi. Et au passage, j'efface ton nom de nos souvenirs, car tu es de trop. Et ne m'appelle pas, bloque-t-il les mois. N'y pense même pas, seul dans la nuit. Je ne réponds plus, ou de ces vacues. Tu resteras dans l'oubli. Ne m'appelle pas. T'es pas un plan sûr, mais ça je le savais. Elle m'a averti, j'ai foncé quand même. J'aurais dû renoncer. J'ai vu l'état de ton 4,5. Dormir par terre, un matelas pour lit. Vraiment, j'ai continué. Mais j'ai tout compris. Le jour où t'as voulu te faire mes amis. Ne m'appelle pas, ne m'écris pas. Tu sais très bien que je vis mieux sans toi. Et au passage, j'efface ton nom de nos souvenirs, car tu es de trop. Et ne m'appelle pas, bloque-t-il les mois. N'y pense même pas, seul dans la nuit. Je ne réponds plus, ou de ces vaincus. Tu resteras dans l'oubli. Ne m'appelle pas.
So I guess that's like a comparison, old versus new, Cœur de Pirate. I find it very difficult when people sometimes say, oh, you know, I liked them before they were cool, or wow, I really don't like their new stuff, or anything like that. I just find that it's very difficult to kind of judge, like, an artist's older music versus their newer music. I just think it's really interesting. I always really like seeing how they develop, I guess, and how they progress. Because some artists kind of stay static and they kind of use the same music, the same background in a lot of their songs. Like Passenger, for example. Passenger started off very acoustic and he continues to be very acoustic. But that's why people love him. And that's why his music is so, so beautiful and so, I guess, just adored by his fans. And then you have other artists like, you know, Taylor Swift, for example, who I guess transformed their music from like one extreme to another. So if you look to some of her very first music in, I'm trying to remember some of those old Taylor Swift songs, like Mean or not even Begin Again, Romeo and Juliet, the It's a Love Story. Yeah, that one. So if you look at some of her older, like really older music, like those, and you compare it to some of the ones that she has now, like the Look What You Made Me Do, they're completely opposite, you know, and they're completely different. But there are still her, I think they call themselves like Swifties, they're still there, you know, and they're still really big fans. And it's all about, I would say, like appreciating their progress and just, if you're a big fan of the artist. And I will agree that even some of the people that I love and whose music I will listen to no matter what, even I sometimes have some doubts about what they release. Like when the Arctic Monkeys brought out Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, so many of their fans kind of stopped and were like, what is this? Nobody knows what this is. Do we like this? Do we not? And there were a lot of mixed feelings. And a lot of people who were those, oh, I've listened to the Arctic Monkeys since they, you know, started out, and I am one of their, like, original biggest fans. A lot of them came out with, oh, but this new album, Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, is very similar to some of their older albums. And then a lot of the people who kind of came in when they released AM and Do I Want to Know and songs like that, they kind of were taken aback by Tranquility Base because it was so different to what they were used to, which was the AM album. So I think I always just find that super interesting when artists release new things, always seeing the, I guess what their fans think and then what listeners think. Because I would say that there's a big difference between a fan and a listener. A fan is someone who, you know, listens to their music, but also knows about the artist, knows about their story, their history, how maybe the band came together, where they're from, even just small little facts and, you know, timbits of information. You know, they will know some facts about the band or the musician. They'll know the names of the band and things like that. And then I feel like there are listeners who can love their music so, so much, but not at the same depth. So for example, Cœur de Pirate, like, I would say I'm a listener because lovely music. I've listened to it for a while, but I don't really know very much about the artist other than, oh, Canadian and, oh, from Quebec. But that's about it. So I wouldn't call myself like a fan, you know? Whereas some other artists, I would. Anyway, that's my little piece of info for the day. my little chat. And so up next, I'm going to play Rainbow Glasses by Lily Frost from the album Retro Moderne.
With a rainbow. Fungi, man, I wish I had a pair of those eyes. My dad told me fair valleys and I'm blind. Look at the grass, it's green on this side. Eh? You know you want it and you don't need it. And all that extra, so greedy. I'm honest to say, I like it my way. But bae, I won't lie, I feel envy inside and it's so hard to hide it. Yeah, this ain't my style, like faking a smile. But I'm happy to meet you, I'm happy to greet you, and I just wanna be you.
This feeling, you know the one when you got that something that I have always wanted. I can't fight this feeling, you know the one when you got that someone that I have always wanted. I can't fight this feeling, you know the one when you got that something that I have always wanted. I can't fight this feeling, you know the one when you got that.
Two very summery songs. I like that. That was nice. Both very, very lighthearted. And as Lily Frost said, it is a great time to put on your rainbow glasses, especially now that summer's out, sun's out. I went and I had a really nice day at the beach on Sunday, which was great. So everyone should make the most of this beautiful, warm weather. Just go to the beach, go for a hike. I say that like I go on hikes. just, you know, take a bike ride. Yeah, but just make the most of the summer. Make the most of the warm weather because it really is beautiful. And Vancouver is such a beautiful city, especially during the summer. The next song that I'm going to be playing is by a band that I have been listening to for years now. And again, it's one of those things where I discovered them back when I lived in the Seychelles, so like 4 or 5 years ago now, and I used to listen to them a lot, and then when I came to Canada, I listened to them even more, and it was back when, you know, like Spotify and Apple Music didn't exist, and all of those different, like, streaming options, or at least, I mean, I didn't know that they existed back then. And so it was one of those things where I would have to go on YouTube and listen to them and then like record them off YouTube. And then everyone at my school would pass each other USBs with kind of like MP3 versions of songs so that we could all listen to music. And we would all listen basically to the same music. And whenever someone would go on holiday back to like France or wherever they were from, or if they went on holiday to South Africa, they'd bring back music. And so that's basically how we listened to music, is we'd all just pass each other USBs with all of these MP3 versions of different songs. And so I discovered this band, and I was such a big fan, and I, you know, I had all of their music on my little, I can't even remember what it was called. It was one of those, it was like an MP3 player that needed a battery in it. So you couldn't just plug it in to the wall or to your computer to charge it. It was battery powered. So when I used it for too long, I'd have to put in a new battery. But it was great. I loved that thing so much. And I used to listen to music all the time. And then, so CITR is really great because we try to play as much Canadian music and as much local music as possible. But being, you know, not Canadian, I'd never thought about, oh, who's Canadian and who's not. So for me, I always have, oh, I need to find Canadian bands. And so, you know, the best way of doing that is Googling Canadian bands. And so I was looking through, you know, names of Canadian bands, and I found Wake Owl, which has been this, like, this music that I've listened to forever now, and that I've always so, like, loved so much. And kind of, it's one of those songs where when I hear any of their songs, it takes me back home. It takes me back to, like, that time when I first listened to them, which was, you know, as I mentioned, like, way back home, like, a long time ago now. And so I was like, oh my goodness, they're Canadian. Crazy. And then I Googled where in Canada they're from, and I found out that they're from Vancouver, which is incredible. Who knows? I could have passed them in the street. But it's just, it's so crazy when you realize that the music that you've listened to, that you discovered when you were like on the other side of the world, or even if someone finds out, finds a musician or finds a band here in Vancouver and then realizes them from Vancouver, that's always such an incredible experience. And I don't know, I'm very, very excited to find out that they're from Vancouver. So if anyone has ties to Wake Owl, please let them know that I'm a big fan. I'd love to collab with them. That would be incredible. But in the meantime, here is their song, Desert Flowers. Can't face me. Also, not going to lie, finding out that Wake Owl is from Vancouver and from Canada gives me such a good excuse to play so much more of their music now. So I hope you really like them, because you'll be hearing them a lot while I'm on the air. Yeah, anyway, so here is The Way She Goes by Kiss the Fish. Once again, a great band from Kingston. Kingston, Ontario, really good. Check them out. Here is The Way She Goes.
I sat in mortal shadow, smoke a cigarette slowly. Oh, I know he don't give a what I care about mostly. I sat and watched him blow the smoke over my eyes. And now I see my hopes a lot further than I realize. And I watched it there. I miss the summer snow. On my own, I had my mind made up, but I made it up too soon. Sat in watch my shadow sitting on a scorch. He told me where we're from is the place I have been, lied to me. And looking back, I stare. One night without a care. Shadow looking right through me slowly. Oh, I know he don't give a what I care about most. I sat in watch him staring at me through those empty eyes. I felt him stealing memories at the back of my mind. Oh yeah. And I still watch him there. Oh, in that summer snow. I am in tune. Sat in watch my shadow sipping on a Russian white. He told me where we're headed. It is a wasteland despite, oh yeah. And oh, 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 a wasteland despite.
Still nights when I
So that was King Kong by Colorado from their album Retaliation Vacation. Cool names. King Kong, Colorado, Retaliation Vacation. I like that. That's fun. But yeah, so that's about it for me. I'm going to play one last song, which is All I've Ever Wanted by To the Trees. It's the acoustic version, and it's very, very beautiful, very soft. Yeah, and it's a bit of a stark title to Forest Fires. So Forest Fires, To the Trees, but they're both very beautiful songs. So thank you for tuning in. Once again, I'm Vali, and you've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM, located here on the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam territory. And it is the ancestral, traditional, and unceded land of these Musqueam people. And so, yeah, here is All I Ever Wanted by To the Trees, the acoustic version. I hope you all have a super, super nice day. Go and have a swim. Go to the beach. Wear those rainbow glasses. Haha. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Forget to start.